a lot of us have had to deal with ridiculous bureaucracy over the last few weeks, Lou. Obviously, it's a serious reason behind it, but there's a hell of a lot of red tape, bureaucracy, permits, all the rest of it. Now, imagine how bad it would be if you run a professional sports team trying to compete in Australia at the moment. Let's find out.
Logistics.
I know. Just how bad it is with our local V8 supercar boss, Brad Jones. And the V8s were meant to be racing in Darwin this weekend, but it's not happening now. Brad Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
Is your head about to explode, Brad?
It would be fair to say it's been a pretty difficult time of late, yeah. I mean, you know, but I get it. But, it's difficult.
All right. So
your whole team's up in Darwin at the moment, aren't you, Brad?
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, all the supercar teams are here. But what happened was with the requirements and the hotspots that were nominated by the territory, we couldn't get in and not have people in isolation and get the race away this weekend, so it's been postponed.
And will you come back to the border after that, or what's happening now? Because, I mean, things are changing all the time, obviously.
Yeah, things are changing. So right now we can't go back to New South Wales and get back into Queensland without having to isolate for 14 days. So right now, and it changes, almost hourly. We're going to stay up here and try and get definitely race next weekend, and then try and get our second event away, and then we have a doubleheader at Townsville, so we'll go straight to Townsville and get that away. And I feel like from then, right now, 2 weeks is a long time.
Yes.
Just in life, really.
Yeah, so true, Brad.
It certainly is.
So true.
Brad, I do have to ask the very important question, though. You're in Darwin. I know you guys had to get up there fairly quickly. What's the temperature in Darwin at the moment?
Well, that's a highlight, right? I'm standing here outside in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. So,
Shut up.
So there's an upside.
It's 9 degrees here today, Brad.
It's 9 degrees, Brad. That's the maximum.
Sorry for that already. I think it's on that already.
Crazy,
isn't it?
There's a lot of people are saying a lot of different things online as they are about everything football as well. But I just want to say that for those saying, there should be a season, get stuff. Like, we need sport more now than at any other time.
A lot of people would agree with that, yes.
I think it's a really difficult one. I mean, what I can tell you is we get coronavirus tested a lot. I've been tested 3 times so far. I'm getting tested, as are the rest of the team, twice in the next week. And I've got to say, being a board member of Supercars, the Northern Territory government are really working very hard to try and get this event away under very, very trying circumstances. So for those people who would suggest that we're doing the wrong thing, I would say to them, we as a group are being tested more often than anybody, and I'm sure it's the same at the AFL, and we're just trying to to work through it. And what makes it difficult for supercars probably more than all the other sports in the country is we don't have the ability to really just stay in the one state and go to the one venue and play a game. So it's made it, obviously we've got trucks with cars in it. There's a lot of people to move. It's really difficult, and we're just trying to do our job. So we are very conscious of risk, and we're trying to be as risk averse as possible, and I feel like everyone is trying very hard.
Yeah, well, Brad Jones right now, he's talking to us from a bubble, Lou. They've put everybody in a bubble, haven't they, up there, Brad?
Well, yeah.
Like the bubble boy.
Yeah. Not quite like the bubble boy, if you remember that episode.
Seinfeld, yes.
You feel like you're getting tested as often as a kid in the bubble.
All right, Brad, we're out of time, but we're going to talk to you before the event happens next week. But enjoy yourself up there, and good luck getting tested again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
It's learned that there is Brad Jones, local V8 supercar boss. They get tested a lot. It's learned that. It's Triple M.